Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the words of Jesus in John chapters 14 through 17. Today we're reading John 16, 31 through 33, and I'll be reading from the Message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We do this mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds a chance to know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit and our time together. As I read our passage twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you, touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Jesus answered them, "Do you finally believe? In fact, you're about to make a run for it, saving your own skins and abandoning me. But I'm not abandoned. The Father is with me. I've told you all this so that, trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties. But take heart, I've conquered the world." Jesus answered them, "Do you finally believe? In fact, you're about to make a run for it, saving your own skins and abandoning me. But I'm not abandoned. The Father is with me. I've told you all this so that, trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties. But take heart, I've conquered the world." As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Jesus answered them, "Do you finally believe? In fact, you're about to make a run for it, saving your own skins and abandoning me. But I'm not abandoned. The Father is with me. I've told you all this so that, trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties. But take heart, I've conquered the world." In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision, or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Jesus answered them, "Do you finally believe? In fact, you're about to make a run for it, saving your own skins and abandoning me. But I'm not abandoned. The Father is with me. I've told you all this so that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart. I've conquered the world." As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us the space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before you hear the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer that follows to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, how easy it is for us to be distracted and shaken by the difficulties of our daily lives. Would you encourage our hearts in those times we take our eyes off you, that we may return to a place of trust and peace, even in the midst of it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.